they do it in time. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Congress has a Friday deadline to avoid a government shutdown.
The watchwords for the Senate will be speed and cooperation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after bipartisan agreement on a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill released overnight.
The bill includes an increase in defense funding, extended health coverage for children on Medicaid, and aid for Ukraine. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell joined Schumer in calling it a win for the American people.
It is the outcome that our country actually needs.
McConnell, though, could face some opposition from within his own party. Senator Mike Lee of Utah says the over 4,000-page bill needs time to be read, debated, and amended.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Some Republicans also object to a longer-term bill with House control set to flip a few weeks from now. The bill can't pass the Senate without enough bipartisan support. The Justice Department has 3 hours left to file a response at the U.S. Supreme Court, which is weighing a challenge to the scheduled end of limits on asylum seekers tomorrow. Meantime, Texas surging a variety of resources, including National Guard members, to the edge of the Rio Grande River in El Paso.
This is the area where that big caravan came in last Sunday. This is the spot where all those migrants have been crossing all week long. The state of Texas is now deploying significant resources there with those troopers, Humvee soldiers, and razor wire. And they are obviously taking a very uninviting posture for any migrants who are planning to cross, as they are potentially planning for a mass migration event tonight at midnight, as early as midnight, if Title 42 ends up dropping.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas, where shipping containers are being used as a makeshift border wall. The White House says President Biden will travel to Mexico next month for a North American Leaders Summit, and that mass migration will be among the issues discussed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Parts of the northwestern U.S. already getting hit by a winter storm that'll march across the country.
The major airlines are preparing for what could be a messy holiday week. United and American Airlines are just a couple who are issuing customers travel waivers, while airports across the country get ready for more than 7 million travelers who are already facing delays.
Fox's Charles Watson at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Enough fentanyl to kill just about everyone in the country. That year-end summary from the Drug Enforcement Administration, which seized more than 379 million doses this year.
This includes 50 million fentanyl-laced prescription pills and 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. 2 milligrams of the drug is enough to be fatal. And earlier this year, the DEA said they did lab testing on fake prescription pills they seized. 6 in 10 had enough fentanyl in them to be deadly. The agency says no pills billed as Xanax, OxyContin, or Percocet sold over social media sites are safe, noting that most of the fake pharmaceutical drugs are made in Mexico with chemicals purchased from China, then trafficked into the U.S. by the Sinaloa and the Jalisco New Generation cartels. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An extradition hearing now set for tomorrow in the Bahamas for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX, who made a brief court appearance yesterday.
The expectation was he would waive the right to fight extradition, but it didn't happen right away. Instead, his lawyer claimed he was shocked to see him in the courtroom, asked the judge to take a break. Lawyer then said SBF needed more information before agreeing to the extradition, so they sent him back to jail. Then that same lawyer told a group of reporters later in the day, yes, he had agreed to go along with it after all and be extradited.
Fox Business's Connell McShane. When Bankman-Fried gets to the U.S., 8 federal charges charges are waiting for him, including wire fraud and money laundering, in addition to a Securities and Exchange Commission case. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.